Now, Egyptians like to smoke. In fact, the country has the highest percentage of smokers anywhere in the Middle East and North Africa. The Egyptian government's acknowledged that it's a problem, and in 10 days' time, the Ministry of Health plans to launch a new anti-smoking drive, beginning with the northern coastal city of Alexandria, which it plans to make a smoke-free zone by 2012. Chloe Hajimatheo reports on the huge task ahead.
Mothers and babies wait to be seen at Alexandria's Suzanne Mubarak Clinic. This establishment's sole purpose is caring for people's health, so it's easy to make the assumption that it might be a smoke-free building. Not so, says Dr. Hannah Ismail.
I see doctors smoke. We're not allowed to smoke, but there are people that smoke. They close the doors and they open the windows and they smoke.
In fact, the Egyptian government banned smoking in public places across the country several years ago. They just neglected to enforce the ban. Now they plan to crack down, starting with Alexandria. Dr. Hannah Ismail again.
I think it's wonderful. I don't know how they're going to do it. People laugh when we talk about it. People in the streets laugh at that. They think it's impossible. I cannot see them banning smoking from cafes. I really can't. How are you going to enforce them? This is Egypt, you know.
And it's little wonder smoking has become so entrenched in Egyptian culture when it's so cheap. A pack of Cleopatra cigarettes will set you back less than half a dollar, about the same as the cost of bread. And the prices are kept low by the state-owned tobacco manufacturer. On Alexandria's seafront, the heavy traffic doesn't bother the smokers sitting in cafes along the boulevard. Among them, Mohammed and Ahmed, who take a break from puffing on their traditional water pipes, shishas, to tell me what they think of the government's plans for their city.
Oh, it will be difficult. Minimum 20 years to change the situation, because as you see, everybody here like it.
In cafe or restaurant, so hard. Because when I'm eating my lunch or dinner, I want smoking cigarettes. I want smoking cigarette with my coffee. It's not hard, impossible.
I've come to the Ministry of Health in Cairo to find out exactly how the government plans to enforce its policy. I've been told that the spokesman for the ministry, Dr. Abdul Rahman Shahani, will see me in a few minutes. But here, where I've been asked to wait, plastered high up on the wall opposite me, is a black and white no smoking sign. And right beneath it, yep, you've guessed it, there's a large ashtray full to the brim with cigarette butts.
We're talking about something that's been in Egypt for at least the last 6,000 or 7,000 years. It's a very old habit. So I think this is a real challenge. But we have done the most difficult part, to release a decree to prohibit and limit smoking. I think the decree was issued in 2008.
And nobody's enforcing that law. Your office manager greeted me with a cigarette in his hand. Shouldn't the ministry be starting with an anti-smoking policy in your own building?
Absolutely right. However, it's very important not to push to get good results.
In Cairo's Han al-Halili Bazaar, little cafes line the labyrinth of streets. This is the heart of Egypt's shisha-smoking culture. In 2008, smoking was banned from cafes here. Their owners tell me that lasted only 2 weeks. This time in Alexandria, the government says it will be different. This time, it plans to impose fines on any violators. What seems certain is that Egyptians won't have an easy time stubbing out their cigarettes or their shishas.
Chloe Hajimatheo reporting.